It'd be very easy if we could just put a figure or a percentage on it. And it's true that in the Old Testament there were specific laws saying how much to give. But even then there were voluntary offerings as well. And then in the New Testament, no laws are given. So we're simply told that we should give what we've decided to give. That we should give what we've decided to give freely and cheerfully. There are no set figures, no pressure tactics or coercion. But we're also encouraged to give in the light of the gospel. God's generosity to us leads us to be generous to others, which probably means we should give more than we currently do.
I'm going to ask Angus a few questions about giving. One of the things that kept coming up in the discussions around our table is it's really hard to know whether you are being generous because you've got nothing to compare it with. And it's also something that's often entirely private. And therefore, I'm really grateful to Angus, who's willing to come out of the closet as a giver and to talk publicly and openly and candidly about his giving to help us have some sort of benchmark. So this is an unusual interview, but hopefully it'll be a really beneficial one. I'm really grateful, Angus, for you doing this. First of all, let's clarify this. Do you give to St. Peter's Church?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Great, so we've got the right guy to
be sure. But say no, could have said that.
Yeah, you could. Okay, why do you give?
I think, well, the Bible clearly states that we should, so that would be the first reason. But I think, secondly, to back that up, but also a reason in and of itself, is that I realise that everything I've been given is from God. It's God's, not mine. I think that's why the Bible says we should. But it also is a really good motivator for me. And thirdly, I suppose why do I give to St. Peter's and you specifically would be that I believe in the works, I believe in the ministry, and so it's a good thing to give to.
Okay, thank you. Big question, crunch question, how much do you give? That's the one we really want to know.
Okay, I'll answer it in percentage terms because it's probably not helpful to answer it in real terms. The headline would be 10% of net earnings, but that's not just because it says it in the Bible, so I'll talk you through how I got there. My background's an accountant, so I'm pretty careful with money.
So this could get quite boring quite quickly.
Yeah. I've got a spreadsheet. our situations have changed, so Nao and I used to both earn a salary. Nao then went self-employed, so her earnings changed, and then we'll talk a bit about where we are now. But so I'll talk to you from the position of when I was earning a salary and Nao was self-employed. We have a big chunk of our earnings goes on our mortgage, and so we sliced that away on our bills and sliced that away, and then said, right, what's left? And probably worked backwards of what we thought we needed to live realistically. And then worked out what we could give from that. So from salary, take off mortgage and bills, it's somewhere between 25 and 30%.
Okay. So 25% of your disposable income after you've paid the bills, you would be looking to give away.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to say any more on how you got to that figure?
Yeah, I think we talk about money a lot, and we do it for a few reasons. I think, especially in London, it is so easy to spend money, and it's so easy to justify that. So I was thinking of examples just sort of sitting down. Convenience can sap money from us. So that can be you're late for something, you get an Uber. That can be you don't bring in packed lunch to work. You go in and buy lunch for work. You grab a coffee on the way into work. You those three things, you did that every day of the week, that's about 100 quid, right? And so actually, being disciplined is really important. And I find that, you know, we both do packed lunches. We, you know, don't get Ubers. We try and be careful in that regard, which allows us to give what we can give. I think if we were lazy in that, and if we didn't, we weren't purposeful, we would be able to give a lot less than we are. So I think that there's a real, and that takes discipline, but it also it takes an attitude and a commitment to. You know, work hard at that, and to make those marginal gains, if you like, that become important. And actually, the way we do it is that we get paid on the 31st, we give on the 1st, standing order, and then you have to be disciplined because otherwise you get nothing left at the end of the month. So there's that. There's also probably the check for us is probably versus Christian friends and versus non-Christian friends, looking at our lifestyle. It should be that when we're with our non-Christian friends, we feel a pinch. You go for dinner or whatever it is and thinking, can we afford to do this here? And there are other times that we have to say no, which we can't afford to. And we anticipate that that's going to go like that. That's going to get harder and harder as salaries go up and people get higher paid jobs. And that's a right thing, I think. We want to feel different to them. Because if we weren't, and we check ourselves on this, if we were aligned with them and their thinking, you think of all those questions we've been looking at godly attitudes. Somebody, if we were aligned to them, that'd be a really dangerous place for us to be.
Can I a couple more questions? This figure that you've got to 25% of your disposable income, you want to give away, and you want to do that, if you like, the first call on your money rather than the last. Does that figure ever change?
Yeah. So this year, for those that don't know, I'm studying an MBA, so I'm full time. So I'm not earning a salary this year, and Nao is self-employed. She's an artist, so.
An artist is incredibly well paid, as we know.
Well, that's a joke. unless I've been seeing differently. So our income is not fixed in any way. And so this year, we took a decision to give what we could when we could. So we haven't got a standing order this year. And as and when there's money comes in, we look at what we can give from that. We also, and I think it's an important point, is that we talked about should we continue with a standing order. And we're borrowing money for me to be able to study this year. And we thought it'd be unwise to borrow more money to be able to give a standing order this year to be further in debt. And that's just a silly thing to do. And so we took the decision not to give a standing order this year, to give what we could from Nao's money, but in the hope that further on the line that will
pay talking back. About it together, thinking about it really carefully and clearly, but then revisiting that as life circumstances change. Mm. One final question. What have you found to be some of the pitfalls? Just give us some of the things that can trip us up in our giving.
The first one is pride in giving. I think that can be really dangerous, God's sovereign, and I think that figures don't really matter to God because he's sovereign, and actually I would argue that you would undo all the benefit of your giving if you were proud about it. God will fund his work how he wants to, and he's not interested in people giving to be proud for giving. So there would be that side of it. The other side, the other side of the fence, and I've alluded to it already, is that certainly for me, money's got the potential to be a huge idol in my life, and I suppose the giving or not giving has a real effect on what's going on in my heart and a real effect in my walk with the Lord as a result.
Thank you. Angus, thank you so much for just being willing to be really open and specific. It's quite a privilege for us to hear that. And let me be really clear. We're not replacing one law in the Old Testament, 10%, with a new St. Peter's New Testament law, 25%. That's not the purpose of an interview like this. Simply to for Angus to very helpfully and honestly and openly give us an insight into his thinking about giving and finances, for us to have some sort of benchmark. That's the thing we always struggle with, just knowing. And there's one handhold. So thank you very much indeed, Dave.